What to Know About the London Attack by Tara John. London is on high alert following a terrorist incident Saturday night, which police say killed at least 7 people and injured 48. The attack comes less than 2 weeks after 22 people were killed and scores were injured by a suicide bomber at an Ariana Grande concert in the northern English city of Manchester. What happened? 7 people were killed, including the 3 suspected attackers, and at least 48 others injured in an attack in London Saturday night, which British police have declared a terrorist incident. A van veered off the road of the city's iconic London Bridge at around 10 p.m., colliding with a crowd of pedestrians, and proceeded to drive to the nearby Borough Market, a lively district of bars and restaurants just south of the bridge. There, several men exited the vehicle and began stabbing bystanders, according to a fact sheet released by the London Metropolitan Police. Cressida Dick, the commissioner of London's Metropolitan Police, paid tribute to the first responders and members of the public who confronted the attackers and aided the injured on Saturday night. "I heard of colleagues of other emergency services and members of the public who ran towards the danger as the incident unfolded," she told reporters on Sunday morning. "Many, many people risked their own safety to help others and treat those seriously injured, and indeed to confront suspects involved. The courage of those people during and following the attack was extraordinary, and I pay tribute to all of them. I'm sure they helped to save lives," she said. One British Transport Police officer was injured while responding to the incident, sustaining serious but non-life-threatening injury, authorities said. Who was responsible? British counter-terrorism police arrested 12 people in East London Sunday morning in connection with the attacks. Nobody has claimed responsibility for the attack. AP reports that 3 suspects were fatally shot by police, who say they believe all of the attackers have been killed. How have the authorities responded? The London Ambulance Service dispatched multiple response teams to the sites. Police arrived within 8 minutes of receiving the first emergency call. Responders have taken at least 48 people to 5 hospitals, the service has announced. People have been evacuated from the area, and both London Bridge and Borough subway stations are closed. British Prime Minister Theresa May convened a meeting of the government's top-level security committee, COBRA, on Sunday morning, according to the AP. Speaking outside Downing Street, May said the terrorists were not connected by a common network, but said, "We believe we are experiencing a new trend in the threat we face as terrorism breeds terrorism. While the attacks are not connected, they are connected in one important sense. They are bound together by the single evil ideology that is Islamic extremism," May said. "Defeating this ideology is one of the great challenges of our time." May confirmed that authorities foiled 5 terrorist plots during March's attack at Westminster. She suggested a review on counterterrorism legislation, the possible lengthening of custodial sentences, and working with overseas partners for international agreements that regulate cyberspace. "We cannot and must not pretend that things can continue to carry on as they are. When it comes to taking on extremism and terrorism, things need to change," she said. Major political parties, including May's Conservative Party, the opposition Labour Party, the Liberal Democrats, and the Scottish National Party, suspended campaigning on Sunday as a general election scheduled for June 8th nears, The Guardian reports. It is unclear when campaigning will resume. Conservative and Labour Party representatives each urged against delaying the vote, despite 2 attacks in less than 2 weeks. David Davis, Britain's Secretary for Exiting the EU, and Shadow Foreign Secretary Emily Thornberry said on the BBC that doing so would be giving in to terrorism. "We should be urging people in defiance to go out and vote and be involved in this," Thornberry said. London Mayor Sadiq Khan said the city will not be cowed by terror. He called on Londoners to remain alert and added, "I'm reassured we are one of the safest global cities in the world." Who are the victims? The victims of the attack were taken to 5 hospitals across the capital, while others were treated to less serious injuries at the scene, according to the London Ambulance Service. French President Emmanuel Macron announced on Sunday that 4 French citizens were hurt in the attack. A woman from Brisbane is one of the 2 Australians injured in the attack, the Brisbane Courier-Mail reports. None of the dead have been named by authorities. The chairman of the Metropolitan Branch of the Police Federation, Ken Marsh, confirmed in a statement that police officers were among the injured. "I can confirm that, sadly, some of our colleagues were among the injured in the attack last night," Marsh said. "I join all UK police colleagues in wishing them a swift recovery," he added. What should the public do? Police have warned the public to keep away from the area and to avoid circulating purported pictures and videos of the attack. Facebook has activated its safety check so that anyone who is in the area can inform friends and relatives that they are safe. How has the world reacted? Leaders across the globe have responded with an outpouring of condolences, condemning the loss of life and offering assistance. European leaders such as German Chancellor Angela Merkel and France's new president Emmanuel Macron were among those to offer their support. The U.S. State Department said in a statement that it condemns the cowardly attacks targeting innocent citizens in London, according to the AP. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert said the U.S. stands ready to provide any assistance authorities in the United Kingdom may request. U.S. President Donald Trump struck a similar tone late Saturday, tweeting that, "Whatever the United States can do to help out in London and the U.K., we will be there. We are with you. God bless." His initial remarks were followed by his calls for the enactment of his administration's proposed ban on travel from 6 Muslim-majority countries. Japan has issued a travel advisory to its nationals currently in the UK, urging them to avoid what it called potential target sites such as markets, tourist destinations, concert halls, and political events, according to the AP.